Super Green, and this is for discussion and also a result of a meeting that we had here on August 19th, where Secretary Hughes came and spoke, and explained the program as it was at that time. Our county land use plan includes a proposal to provide incentives to developers on a voluntary basis who incorporate substantial amounts of green energy and low environmental impact proposals in their plans. And Secretary Hughes, on August 19th, at the County Council, explained this proposal in its current state, which is still being developed by a committee, including architects, engineers, developers, state and county representatives. He did ask for the County Council's blessing in some form of the proposal, and he did send us a letter following up making that request. County staff has worked on this also, Mr. Lank and Mr. Kautz and Mr. Godwin and myself and Mr. Abbott, and what we've developed is an outline of a possible plan for implementation of this super green and green incentive program. And we'd like to go over this with you, but we want you to realize that this is not a final proposal for your consideration, and it's still an evolving proposal. And we are suggesting implementation on a trial period through policy to kind of iron out the kinks in it and see how it works. The goal would be, again, to encourage environmentally sensitive development and building practices in the county. It would be a voluntary program. We are suggesting a minimum of 20 homes to make it viable for a particular project. And we are suggesting three proposed levels. The state is suggesting one, but we are suggesting two others to try to make this more broad-based. The first level, green level one, it would be available for existing approved or future approved developments, and the incentive would basically just be a certificate that for green development, with a minimum of approximately 23 points from the state's super green criteria checklist. A minimum of 25% of the homes would meet or exceed LEED or National Association of Home Builders minimum green qualification requirements. Level two would be available for new proposed development, and the incentive would be expedited review by the county alone, with a minimum of approximately 75% of the homes would meet or exceed LEED or National Association of Home Builders green requirements, with a minimum of approximately 62 points from the super green criteria. And then finally, the top category, super green, for new proposed developments, and the incentive would be expedited review by state and county, and the super green criteria must be met that the state is still working on. As far as implementation, the proposals would be sent to the Planning and Zoning Department. We are suggesting that we would require, similar to a certification by an architect or engineer that we require now for other items on the plans, we would include require certifications from a National Association Home Builder Certified Green Reviewer or LEED Certified Reviewer. The proposals will detail point values. We are suggesting quarterly reports to show progress, performance bond to cover development-related super green items, similar to other amenities, and the green units must be proportional to the project phasing. And then as far as penalties, of course, cashing the financial surety bond could be done, or subject to withholding of occupancy, building permits, or even possibility of a fine. So we've tried to look at what the state is proposing, the state committee is proposing, and try to make it a little broader and incorporate input from local developers to try to come up with an outline of a plan, which would be a policy type of on a trial basis. So what Secretary Hughes has asked is, again, that we sort of endorse the concept of green and super green so that they, you know, can move on with it and continue on.
Okay, yeah, I got a question. The green level one, when it says available for existing approved or future approved development, would that, is there a way that we can include, and maybe this does include that, a subdivision that started and say is a third built, or and now the economic slowdown has kind of put a lull in there. Is there a way that a guy that's already started can then step in and say, well, the balance of my development will be such and such?
Yes, so that's number the, one. That's the would, idea of it, yes.
So that would include those people, not just something that's approved on paper or something.
Right,
okay.
That's where.
And then the other one is, I'm assuming that when we adopt something like this, that it'll be a county-enforced type of ordinance, right? But, and so will we have to train any staff to?
Well, initially what we're thinking is that we would require these LEED and NAHB certified reviewers as part of the project to first detail what they're planning on doing and how it would, you know, how they would meet the various points and whatnot. And then, and these are independent, like an independent engineer, this would be an independent reviewer, and then we would get a report back saying that, yes, they did, you know.
Who would pay for that review?
The developer.
Okay. That's what I'm just trying to figure out, who's paying for what and who's going to enforce what, or if we need more training. So it's
right. We don't, our staff, we don't have anyone who's LEED or NAHB certified, so we would.
And the only other thing, I brought it up once, I think when John was talking about it, was the expediting a lot of things. And I had a conversation with Lawrence not long ago.
5%, I think. Isn't that right, Lawrence?
Whatever, but Lawrence.
Right, isn't that about right?
Yeah.
Anyway, as we expedite more and more types of issues here, right, we may see where the guy who just comes in and wanted to get something done keeps getting put back, just because he's not in one of those special categories. So I think we need to be sympathetic to, you know, the people who just want to have to, you know, make an application, go through the process in a reasonable length of time and not get bumped out of, you know, because they could be, well, you're going to be X amount of weeks, and then all of a sudden another application comes in, and all of a sudden, oh, sorry, now we've had this come in, and now you're more weeks, et cetera, et cetera. So we need to be conscious that this is another one of those, you know, programs that wants expedited review.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Phillips, any comments? Mr. Duke?
Does this pertain to the level one and level two pertains to green level, not level one or two of our land use plan? Can they do anything in level one, two, three, or four? Is it just what levels in our land use plan does it pertain to?
I know the state plan, they would like to see it only in levels one, two, and three.
Okay. So you cannot do anything of this in level four?
Right.
Development district. Way, okay.
According to the state super green.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I have a.
If we adopt. Okay, go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
I have a developer now who's trying to put in, I think, 32 or 40 homes, and he's in level four, and I keep telling him that he can't do it under the county's moderately priced. He wants to do it on his own, but he's in level four, so there's nothing that I can expedite him, can't do anything for him. So he's going to have to wait his turnout, and it's about 14 months away or something like that. So I just want to make sure that I was correct in telling him he couldn't do it in level four.
Yes, at this, I mean, this is an evolving document. It's up to the county council, but
okay.
I know on the state super green, that was something that they,
right,
you know, they the committee.
We're going to keep everybody herded up. For lack of
did not in, allow it in level four.
Okay. Mr. Rogers, any comment? It's something just to everybody and Dave, I realize this is the first time, you know, they've seen this version of it, and I guess everybody think about it, and we'll put it back on a couple as some ways, you know, if you have input, give it to Dave or Lawrence, and we'll put it back on in a couple weeks.
That's fine. I mean, would you? I know Secretary Hughes asked that we sort of endorse the concept, not the details.
Yeah, I think, I think, is there a consensus today to support the concept?
Like to wait.
We could send that message to them, and I think we ought to, until we see something.
They might not live long enough to get theirs done, though, right?
They are still working on it.
The county's concept.
The county's concept, not the state.
Well, I don't know how much they differ right now. With the concept that we put in front of us today is what, Dave, what you're proposing?
Ours is 2 pages, theirs is 25 or something like that.
The main thing is that we have green levels 1 and 2 to try to make it broader based. They are concentrating on the super green, which is much
more
difficult to
achieve. About 5% of the developers in the county?
They estimate 5% of developers, right,
right,
to accomplish that. But
they don't want the average.
We were trying to broaden it up a little bit, and
have you shown this,
still have requirements.
Have you shown this suggestion you have in front of us today to Mr. Hughes? Has he?
I've talked
has he looked
to him. We've talked to them about it, but
okay.
I didn't give him this.
Well, then, okay, then maybe we better send that up to Mr. Hughes before, like, we do anything. But there, I think there is a consensus to support the.
I don't think it's any of their business. I mean, if we, you know, we sit here and say, you know, that we don't want
but
the state
to
involved.
We're trying to work with these people. Don't you want to work with them?
No.
Well, how are we ever going to get anything done?
They don't get anything done now, George. So what's the difference? You know?
So we don't work with the
my
state.
My opinion is this the county's plan.
Interesting concept.
I kind of man. Yep.
You know, then we certainly need to do it and keep moving.
Jeez.
And if we want to endorse the state one. That's a whole. Those
I
are
wonder
two different
why
sides.
We're in
those
such a pickle here in Sussex County with just everything gone.
Your lips are running again.
God, I know, but it gets frustrating when I hear you talk. We're supposed to be cooperating with the state.
Listen to me for a minute, okay? Okay, thank you.
A couple months, I don't have to listen.
You're right. I'll be dialing you on the phone, making you paying your honey.
I'm going to hang up.
All right, good.
That's the only constituent. I'm going to put everybody notice. That's the only constituent my constituents.
You don't
hang
the
up
phone
on.
Now, so I don't know why you wouldn't worry about that.
He's
so
been one of my constituents now for the last 4 years, and I'm going to start
any other,
hanging up on him.
Dave, put it back on. Is there a consensus to send this up to me and get the blessing of Demarest?
No, I didn't say blessing. I just put him on notice.
The consensus.
No,
yeah,
we have
you
a.
You said you wanted John to look at
no,
it.
No, do we have a consensus to support it?
That's
and
what
then
I
send this up and let John look at it.
The county's portion.
What was just put in front of us? Is there a consensus to support what Dave Baker just passed
well,
down?
Well, I got the state. I got the state and the county.
Oh, never mind.
Both.
Never mind.
Said,
no,
you
it's too complicated. Dave,
John
Dave, move on. It's too complicated. Too
you want to support the county's?
I don't know. Make a decision. Make it. I don't know. Figure something out. Do nothing. Just do nothing. We've been doing nothing for years. Do nothing again.
I said, put it back. Put it back on the agenda for 2 weeks, and we'll make a
it's
decision.
Fine. Review
okay.
it. And then
any
it,
comments?
Okay.
Give it to Mr. Baker, Mr. Lang. Thank you. Hey.
Yeah. Okay.
Tough
on Tuesday night. Then the last item struggle. Is administrator's report, and I have several items. First, the Sussex County Paramedic Association. Will hold the first annual 5K run and walk to provide scholarship funds to benefit local students in memory of Stephanie Calloway, the Sussex County paramedic who lost her life in the line of duty in June. The fundraiser will be held on Sunday, this coming Sunday, October 12th at 9 a.m. at Cape Henlopen High School, and we attached a handout regarding this. Next item, airport crosswind runway. Paving work will begin on the new crosswind runway this week. The new runway of 3,100 feet will replace the existing crosswind runway of only 2,330 linear feet. The runway will replace the old surface that had not been used since the 1970s. Project is part of the county's airport improvement plan and will be funded with approximately 90% by the FAA. And attached is a news release. And then for your information, county offices will be closed on October 13th. Monday, in honor of Columbus Day, county offices will reopen on Tuesday, October 14th at 8:30 a.m. The regularly scheduled council meeting on October 14th will begin at 6:30 p.m.
Any questions of Mr. Baker?
No.
Being none. Frank? You were hiding behind the pole.
Hiding behind the pole.
Yep. Now you can do that, right?
Been a long time.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Here this morning with an EMS vehicle bid award. I had Mr. Stewart and Mr. Schoonover with me. They're camera shy, so bids were open Tuesday, September 3rd, to purchase two new chassis for paramedic response vehicle remounts. Three vendors responded to the advertisements, and the responses were open according to county policy. The low bid, which you have in front of you, was Hertrick Fleet Services for $35,997 per unit. The next closest bid was Townsend Brothers with $36,397, and then we had a group out of New Jersey, I think it was, at $37,093. The medics reviewed the bids, and they believe that the Hertrick bid will best fit their needs.
I assume we have money, Susie, and they are.
Yeah. There's money in the budget, has been budgeted,
yes,
for this.
Yes, and at this time, we do take a critical look at capital anyway, but large capital specifically. But in speaking with Bob, they do have a maintenance policy on their vehicles, and it is very important that these vehicles run and they turn them over at 100,000?
100,000 miles. Because of the response mode that they're in.
We need to keep the public safety vehicles while saving money at the same time in shape.
I spoke with Susie about this, and while we could tolerate an assessor's vehicle not starting and getting to a call, we cannot risk that with the paramedic vehicles.
And there's money in the budget.
I think it's also important to know that they also opened bids for a Suburban, and they've opted not to do the Suburban this year. We're going to extend the life on that because of the duty of that Suburban, so we're going to forego that one.
Perfect. Okay. Any other questions?
No. I have a motion that Sussex County Council accept the bid of Hertrick Fleet Services in the amount of $35,997 for the purchase of two Chevrolet chassis to be used as paramedic response units.
Motion, Joe.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we approved the bid as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you very much.
I guess Bob and you guys are stepping in for Glenn.
Yeah.